News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
CSO figures show that house prices around the country have risen by more than 50% since they hit a low in 2013. The Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers say the prices will continue to rise if impediments to residential construction remain unsolved. Now, to find out where the issues are, we're joined on the line by their CEO, Pat Davitt. Pat, what do you think is causing the continued rise in house prices across the country, which seems to have everybody a little bit jittery at the moment?
Morning, Paul. I think the first thing that is causing it is that a lot of the small builders in the country, which are the backbone of the construction industry, are not able to build at the moment because they can't get finance to build. So there's only a few larger builders building. So obviously there's very little building going on in the residential and there's very little properties coming to the market. So the smaller amount of properties that come to the market, obviously the prices are going to rise and they're going to continue to rise if this is allowed to happen.
Now, the CSO figures, by the way, showed a 20% rise in the cost of a home in the west of Ireland.
Yep.
What's causing that increase? Where did that come from?
Well, the west of Ireland is taken as the west as the whole of Connacht. And like you have different places in Connacht, different towns in Connacht, where you've seen prices fall by possibly 80% from 2006 prices. And you see them now going up. Like, you can buy some of these properties in some towns for maybe 30, 35, 40,000 euros. Mm. And some of them, if they go up by 20%, it's gone up 8 or 10,000. But like, it's very, very little in comparison to the value of those houses and where they actually should be. And they're deflating the figures a little bit, from the west of Ireland point of view. But for the rest of the country, like, you see, obviously, the difference in the country and the city, like, the city prices are about 2.5% behind or 2.5 points behind where the rest of the country is.
Now, when you say that builders of all sizes, I presume, cannot get finance, why are they having such difficulty? Because there's a market there, the banks would know, lend the people the money, build the houses, the market is there, the demand is there, they'll sell them, they'll get their money back. What's the problem?
Well, the banks don't seem to be lending money to these small builders, and what we're asking the government to do, what we have been asked them to do, is first of all, sort out exactly the cost of building, for instance, a three-bedroom semi. We believe it's closer to €140,000 than some of the figures that have been bandied around, like 200,000. Recently, there was a survey done by the Irish Concrete Federation where it showed that 5% or less than 5% of the cost of any three-bedroom semi goes in concrete products. That includes tiles, concrete blocks, all concrete cloud products, including sands and gravels and everything that goes with it. So we're saying to the government that you must set up a fund, something like the hardship fund that was set up for farmers through the Strategic Banking Corporation of Ireland. Give these small builders money, because if you can get 50% or 60% to build a site or to build a property at the moment and you have to put in another 40% yourself, where are you going to get it? You're going to get it from mezzanine finance, which is going to cost you probably between 10 and 20%. And that percentage rate is going to go on to the end of the house and the consumer is going to pay for it. So if the government set up this fund and give builders this amount of money, they can determine the cost of the house at the end of the day, because they can say, we'll give you the money, but the house coming out at the end of the day must be at the level that we believe it is, and that should be somewhere where it's reasonable to build these properties.
Well, that's certainly food for thought for them. Pat Davitt, the CEO of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers, thanks for joining us.
Big increases as well in the last 12 months, particularly in the west of Ireland, which is seeing house price increases of over 20%. So are we heading for another property bubble? In a moment, we'll be talking to Dan O'Brien, Chief Economist at the Institute of International and European Affairs. But just a little earlier, I spoke to him in Minister for State for Housing and Urban Renewal, Damien English. I asked him about those pretty startling CSO figures.
Yeah, certainly it's an issue, but it's certainly an issue you would expect. I mean, you've really kind of recovery on the way, spreading throughout the regions as well. People are getting back to work, they're beginning to earn more money, albeit they still have a lot less than would have earned in the good times. But they're in a position again to buy houses, thankfully, in some cases. And for 7 or 8 years, people weren't buying houses in many of these places. And I visited a lot of these counties, and it's still in most of these counties, it is cheaper to buy a house than to build a house. So it would be natural that you expect prices to go back up. What's important, though, is that we control this. And the only way we can do that is to increase the supply of housing, which is where our focus has been for the last 8 months and will be for the next couple of years until we catch up supply and demand.
I'm not trying to land you in an awkward position here, but I have to point out, there's a picture in the paper of one of your ministerial colleagues today, Shane Ross, giving the thumbs down to a planning approval for 63 homes in his constituency. Doesn't that run contrary to government policy? We have a minister, and I had a look at this development. It looks like a pretty reasonable and modest development, and yet you've ministers formally opposing planning permission for new developments in their own constituencies.
Yeah, look, across the country, we have made changes now to the planning laws to try to speed up.
Yeah, but specifically, ministers opposing modest housing developments in their own constituency.
Yeah, well, there's two things. I mean, I'm not familiar with the actual site.
Fair enough. I wouldn't expect you to be.
And you say it's modest reasons. My understanding is his concerns were around infrastructure, and that's what we're trying to address. We're trying to eliminate people's concerns for objecting to planning permissions, because we do need to see more large-scale developments. We have a lot of one-off houses built over the last 2 or 3 years, over half the supply of being one-off. We want to have more. Sure. So you're right, we do want to have more of these residential estates granted permission, and that does mean improving the application. It means speeding up the planning, but it means also putting in the infrastructure, which includes amenities. And my understanding, there was concerns there. But yes, I would prefer if all public reps, you know, could work with us on various sites to get planning permission secured in the right place. And again, I can't comment on that site.
Okay,
maybe there was
fair
something
enough.
Wrong with it. That's planning is independent. Their final decision.
Yeah, no, and it was granted. Very, very briefly, are we people out there will be worrying this morning? Are we in danger of another property bubble? Do you think?
I don't believe so, because we are addressing this in terms of the supply is increasing year on year. I know people kind of will argue over how do you count supply, but the ESRI and most commentators would agree that this year's supply will be up around 19,000 houses. Now, that's 7,000 more than it was 2 years ago. Next year, it'll be up over 20,000. So we are dealing with the supply and bringing on new housing, and that will help us deal with the pricing in over the next couple of years. But
okay.
You are going to see this kind of an increase, short-term increase, while we try to catch up with the